might not realize that the farm is on the other side of town, and that, you know, we've got all kinds of things within the small town of Fort Mill to do. So I just think it's not only a great way to bring people out, but what a way to highlight what we have here.
That's
in
right.
Fort
yeah.
Mill.
It's great having our own farm here in Fort Mill, providing us these delicious strawberries and everything else they provide throughout the year. But we just have so many like local vendors, local food trucks, just all those things from our community that are a part of this festival.
Local, local, local. It gives them a chance to show what they talents they have to offer, and it keeps the money locally here, and we like that in York County. Chicana, underway right now here at Walter Elijah Park. It's a lot of setup. So that will just continue throughout the day as the day goes on. More setup will happen. That's when people see a lot of activity today when they pass by.
Yes. We've been moving everything in the entire week. Of course, these are the final steps today to get everything in place, and then we'll begin bringing in our vendors later this evening.
Okay. We know with festivals, we never want to mention weather. But we can't be oblivious to it either. And I've,
right.
I know there's a special message on your website. So just walk through the plan for our audience members. What when a decision needs to be made, how it has to be made, some of that when it comes to weather.
You know, of course, we don't mind a little rain. It's if there is more serious weather predicted, lightning, that type of thing is what we're looking for from our weather advisors. So we will be meeting later today to talk to them and get their determination on the exact route that it's taking and the severity, how severe they think it will be. And that will, you know, weigh in on our decision that we make.
And people, of course, can always just keep up with that on the website as well as the app and social media.
Yes. We'll be emailing all of our vendors, but on Town of Fort Mill and South Carolina Strawberry Festival social media and both websites.
Well, Chicana Hester is with the Town of Fort Mill. This is her baby out here at the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. And Chicana, we just enjoy working with you so much. We work with you a lot behind the scenes as well as in front of the microphones and cameras. And just job well done to you and the town staff, all hands on deck. And that's why it's so successful and why it's been around for 15 years.
That's right. Exactly right. Yeah, I'm so thankful for our town staff and volunteers, everybody that makes all of our events happen.
Now, where's Brown Simpson in all this?
Oh, he's running around out
here. Here. I was about to say.
Mr. Fort Mill, right?
Yeah. He's placing the Coke merchandise.
Oh, okay. Right. We'll have to see him before we leave.
All right. Well, come on out to the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. It is tomorrow, Saturday, May the 4th, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
It's going to be a very good time.
Right. That's exactly right.
I've been hanging out with you too long.
With the great pun right there. Fantastic job. We've had so much fun out here. Chicana, thank you so much to you and all the talented town of Fort Mill staff for making us feel right at home, bringing our show on the road. Make it a great day. We'll see you on Saturday here at the Strawberry Festival. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.